USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, remains in a New York City courtroom pleading for leniency at this hour. Cohen is being sentenced in connection with Robert Mueller's election probe, as well as a related case from Manhattan prosecutors. The Cohen lawyer is telling the judge that his client, quote, came forward to offer evidence against the most powerful person in the nation, and added that Cohen couldn't, quote, anticipate the full measure of attack that would be made against him. Cohen is pleading guilty to tax and campaign finance violations involving so-called hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels and another woman, both claiming they had affairs with President Trump a decade ago. Meanwhile, President Trump tells an exclusive interview with Reuters that he is not worried about possibly being impeached. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump's former lawyer and longtime so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, is to find out today whether he'll be going to prison. Cohen will be sentenced after pleading guilty to tax and financial violations after telling federal prosecutors that President Trump directed him to break campaign finance laws in 2016. On another front, the president says it is time to revise sentencing and prison laws in America. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Bowing to pressure from members of his own party, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will schedule a floor vote on a bill to overhaul the nation's federal sentencing laws. Texas Republican John Cornyn.
We finally realized that being smart on crime is more important than just being tough on crime. And by that I mean that people who go to prison get out of prison, and the question is, are they going to be better prepared than when they went in, when they come out?
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rob Portman and Democrat Sherrod Brown have sent a letter together to General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra asking for more details on plans to cut back on car production in North America. Senators Portman and Brown are pressing GM into reversing the decision and to commit to building all future electric vehicles for the U.S. in the U.S. A major address about to be delivered by Chicago's mayor. It's an attempt to address the city's pension crisis. Rahm Emanuel wants to legalize recreational marijuana and open a casino in the city. He's expected to announce both proposals in that address in just a couple of hours. Chicago's public worker pension funding is over $27 billion in unfunded liability. And the nominations for the 25th Annual SAG Awards are out. A Star is Born, leading the film nominees with four for the award show's silver anniversary. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Ozark, leading with four nominations apiece on the TV side. And three actresses earned two nominations for their solo performances, including Amy Adams, Emma Stone, and Emily Blunt. Actress Kristen Bell hosted them last year, but there's no word on who's hosting this year when the SAG Awards are held on January 27th in Los Angeles. And for USA Radio News...